Preparing for the Return of the King, Day 1 Devotional. This beautiful feast has such an important and valuable meaning for us, the children of God, that every year we wait anxiously to celebrate it, as it is nothing more and nothing less than the beginning of a series of prophetical events, events which are yet to come, beginning with the return of our Lord Jesus. We celebrate it every year, hoping that on the day the church will be lifted. If not, we celebrate it the following year, hoping for the same thing. We know that at any moment it will happen. Isaiah 27:12-13. Yet the time will come when the Lord will gather them together like hand-picked grain. One by one he will gather them, from the Euphrates River in the east to the brook of Egypt in the west. In that day the great trumpet will sound. Many who were dying in exile in Assyria and Egypt will return to Jerusalem to worship the Lord on his holy mountain. Revelation 22:12. Look, I am coming soon, bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Leviticus 23:41. You must observe this festival to the Lord for 7 days every year. This is a permanent law for you, and it must be observed in the appointed month from generation to generation. These feasts are a calling to prepare ourselves and come closer to him. It's an alert showing us that he will come soon and wants to find us celebrating and aware of the call of the trumpet. Let's reflect. In which way can I relate these three verses which I have just read? What will be my reward when Jesus returns? Separate a moment to pray. Ask the Lord to put joy and desire to celebrate this feast in your heart. Verse to remember, Malachi 3:17. They will be my people, says the Lord of heaven's armies. On the day when I act in judgment, they will be my own special treasure. I will spare them as a father spares an obedient child.